Entertainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
And welcome to the Computer Corner. It's Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, and Matt.
Matt, the non-sushi eater, Matt.
That's right. And it's welcome back to the Computer Corner. I know you just started here.
It's M. Bao, isn't it?
Hey, until you've been doing this for at least 5 years.
Yeah.
You just...
Hey, there's a microphone between us. I can duck in time.
We're talking fishing, farming, and you guys kind of talked about fishing and farming earlier.
Just a real, real light overview.
Yeah. Yeah, farming is particularly disturbing in that, again, if you open file attachments that you have no business opening, which is pretty much just about everything you get sent, that's probably the easiest way to be taken advantage of in a farming scheme. Because if you do open one of these infected attachments, it actually jumps into your computer, and the DNS that Brandon was talking about before, before you can actually go out onto the public, and the DNS servers that you refer to, I call them traffic cops. They're okay. Like, you know, people on the internet going, hey, how do I get to Data Doctors? They go, right over here.
Uh-huh.
And they're funneling everybody into these dark alleys and making the dark alley look like the banks that you think you're going to. And they're saying, hey, what's your PIN number? Just want to make sure it's you.
Right,
hey, what's your
My bank asks me for my PIN number all the time.
Well, you know what? Social engineering is how all these people get fooled. So just please, please, please be very careful about file attachments, as always.
If you want more information, you want the dictionary definition, you want to have something to click on, we got the links for you at datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section and look where it says resources.
Yes, because this week's resources are fat.
They are. That's another PH thing.
Yeah, I know. It's an inside thing.
I'm with you.
Who we got on the air with us?
I believe.
Good afternoon.
We've got Tom, who has zip drive euphoria.
Zippity-doo-da or zippity-doo-don't?
Zippity-doo-da-don't.
Da-don't.
Okay.
What be don'tin' in your world there?
I got an iOmega 100 zip drive. And
oldie but goodie.
Yeah. Issue happens to be I put a zip disk in there, and it's about half full. And then I try to save some more pictures, which still wouldn't bring it up to 100 meg, and it tells me that it's full. The destination drive is full. What's up with that?
You have a blank disk in that is definitely not full. Is that correct? Or do you have nothing in the drive?
If I put a blank disk in,
yes,
it'll work. Sometimes when I put a half-full disk in, I'll get this message that comes up that says destination drive is full, and it's not.
Are you sure it's not half-empty?
Oh.
Which one is it?
He's
well, the only logical thing that it could be is if the file that you're trying to put on there is bigger than what's left, which doesn't sound like the case, but that's possible. I mean, I've had that happen as well. I mean, 100 megabytes, remember when that was a lot of space?
I know.
Yeah, it used to be a lot of space. The other possibility is that zip cartridges, which are those little devices you're sticking in there, are notorious for developing bad sectors over time. And what happens when bad sectors are developed is that it starts marking out sections of the disk that can't be used. So the cartridges to start with are 100 megabytes. Uh-huh. But over time, they may become something significantly less than 100 megabytes if they've gotten a lot of bad sectors.
That would make sense.
And it's actually 97 megabytes.
Yeah, because there's always the math cheating that all the manufacturers do.
Yeah.
That's true. Well, thank you for edutaining me.
Well, here's the deal. On those disks that are half full, if you don't care about what's on them, try reformatting them and using them again. And then if every time you use them, that particular disk, it gives you grief, then that disk's probably had its, you know, it's done.
Actually, I know where you can find a really cool, easy-to-use tool that will help you check out that disk. Like, look under the hood almost. If you go to a website called GRC.com, it stands for Gibson Research Corporation.
Center, I thought.
Maybe, I don't know. GRC.com. You'll find a little tool there called TIP, Trouble in Paradise. And I don't know why he calls it that. I'm sure he has at least a 24-page dissertation. Dissertation on why he calls it that. But download that little app.
Hey, you got a spot on your dissertation there.
Can't even screw up.
Hey, man.
Screw up.
I got serious stuff I'm talking about here.
I knew that.
Quit screwing around.
All right, tips.
So go check out that application. You can download it. It's free, and it helps you check out the disk, make sure it's fit, And if there's problems, it can sometimes fix them, or sometimes it can regain some of that lost space. It's a really cool little app.
Okay.
And if all the new disks always work, then it is the disks. If brand new disks start to give you that, then it's probably the drive starting to go on you. And you know they make 750s now. So if you go if you decide, you know what, it's time to replace the drive.
I've been thinking about it.
Go 750 go. Of course, in about 20 minutes, 750 megabytes is going to be considered a pittance of space.
Mm-hmm. It already is, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'll wait an hour.
Seeing as how there's 400 gigabyte hard drives out there that are pretty commonplace now.
But it's a little bit more space than a CD.
Barely.
Yeah. But you can't play the zip cartridges in your car.
I'm going to Germany on Monday.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Hey, I had a shower this morning.
I heard you talking about Germany earlier.
We did. Oh, the German eBay.
Yeah.
Yeah, stay away from German eBay.
Okay.
And say hello to Dieter.
I will.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, now.
And now it's time to dance.
Matt's being entertained today.
Are you okay?
I certainly hope that some of the audience is being entertained.
Our listeners are plugged in to our way of thinking.
I guess. I'm like, where does that come from?
Germany. I had a shower this morning.
Well, I was just trying to be just as ridiculous, but apparently I was actually being ridiculous. He, nine.
Yeah, well, all right, enough shenanigans for the first 40 minutes. How about we actually do something of some value in the next hour?
Tell you what, when we come back next hour, we're going to be almost serious.
Next week.
We're going to almost be educational.
Nah.
Okay.
We're
going to play some cool music. We're going to take your calls and your questions. We got a line open at 602-277-5827. And, of course, we're going to invite you to join us online at datadoctors.com. You'll click on the radio show section, and there you'll be able to peruse the resources and ask a question or make a suggestion.
And coming up right after this next break, Ken's going to press his email button to actually open the email client and actually read emails. Pretty exciting stuff,
yeah,
huh?
I'm thrilled.
Wow.
Inquiring minds
want to
know.
What are the steps again? Open email client.
Right.
Push button.
No, it's push button.
No, reversed, yeah.
It's the Computer Corner News Radio 620 KTAR back after the news.
Are you sure you haven't been sleeping with strangers? I'm talking about dust mites.